All this is big news in the UK, but Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation makes more than half of its money in America. Now it looks increasingly like all this could affect them there too. Our US reporter Dave Howard can explain.
World famous Times Square. People wait here for theatre or comedy tickets or just to see the sights.
Johnny Noonan, I'm 19 from Easton, Pennsylvania and just enjoying New York.
Hi, my name's Matt. I'm 18 and I'm hanging out in New York City today.
They hacked into that girl's phone and kept deleting voicemails and their parents thought that she was alive because of that. That's 100% wrong.
Why would anyone ever want to do that, you know?
A short distance from here, the main studios of Fox News, one of America's most influential news channels.
Only one has the best political coverage, is the most trusted by America.
Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation owns Fox, as well as some of America's biggest newspapers, the TV channels that make Glee and American Idol, and film companies like 20th Century Fox that make movies like Avatar and X-Men. Would you boycott the film Avatar 2 as a result of hearing this news?
Sure would. Why would I go and support someone that's not helping us in any way whatsoever?
No. I mean, it doesn't really affect me. I'm not famous or anything like that, so nobody really looks into me.
More than half of News Corporation's global profits come from America. The company's reputation here is much more important to it than its UK standing. So it may worry Rupert Murdoch that top US politicians now want investigations into whether his journalists have paid police officers for stories or hacked into American phones, even those of victims of the September the 11th attacks.
I don't think it's right, but a company's going to do what they need to do to get a good story. That's just kind of what we've created a demand for.
That's media. That's what that is. That happens. They try to get any news feed they can, no matter how, you know? It's just how it is.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.